The Musical Story by Po Ju Chen Heyin Books
I knew that once I stood on stage, everyone's eyes would be glued to me. I was sure I could give the audience an awesome performance. But there's always a difference between dreams and reality. Last year, I auditioned for the lead role in the school musical. I didn't get it. They probably didn't want someone who was short and stuttered playing the lead. Then our instructor, who I really liked, moved back home. And all the best performers graduated. Musical club wasn't popular anymore. Hardly anyone signed up for this year's production, Journey to the West. Even worse, this year's instructor was a newbie too. He couldn't answer a lot of our questions. Then he assigned me to play the role of the White Bone Demon. White Bone Demon? Just hearing the name gave me the heebie-jeebies. The boy who played the monk kept flubbing his lines. And the girl playing the Monkey King was painfully timid. It was going to be so lame. When I thought of the amazing performance of the year before, I couldn't help feeling depressed.
At the first rehearsal, everyone was afraid of messing up. The lead actors were especially uptight. The instructor wanted me to speak in my own monster language. Isn't that too difficult? If you don't believe me, try it.
Even after practicing for several months, our performances hadn't improved very much. When students walked by and saw our disastrous rehearsals, they sighed and shook their heads. But our instructor remained hopeful and had high expectations for us.
One morning, Alu, who was in charge of props, accidentally fell off the ladder and landed with a thud. Everyone freaked out. We quickly sent him to the hospital. Fortunately, he wasn't seriously hurt. As Alu lay on his hospital bed, he thought over and over about the unfinished props and insisted on being discharged in the afternoon. He went back to the performance hall to complete the set.
I discovered that everyone played an important part in the musical. No matter who was missing, it wouldn't be complete without them. That night during rehearsal, Harry, who was playing one of the supporting roles, overcame his shyness and laughed and cried hysterically on stage. I was so impressed. Despite our lame acting and lingering awkwardness, we gave it everything we had. The show was about to start. As the curtain slowly lifted, I gazed upon this group of actors whom I'd struggled with over the last several months. On their faces, I saw total focus. The girl playing the Monkey King was no longer timid like before. Even the eyes of the student playing the monk exuded confidence. Standing on stage, I felt I was truly on the road to achieving my dreams. I took a deep breath, hoping to become a real actor. the musical began.